Welcome to Focus on the Five, conversations with Baldwin County business leaders and entrepreneurs, brought to you by Josh Knoll of Gulf Coast Financial Advisors. And now, Josh Knoll.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Focus on the Five, conversations with Baldwin County, Alabama area entrepreneurs and business leaders. I'm your host, Josh Knoll, Gulf Coast Financial Advisors. We're coming to you today from the studios of WABF 1480, located here in beautiful downtown Fairhope, Alabama. So, Lori DeBose, we're back.
Here we are. Yes, we are. Welcome back. Great to have you.
Great to be back. It felt like put it on a comfortable pair of jeans when I walked in again. And listeners, there's really no one that I am more excited to restart the show with than one of my favorite people from one of my favorite families with one of my favorite local businesses. I want you all to welcome Melissa Rankin with She's a Pistol.
Thank you, Josh. I'm happy to be here. I appreciate the invitation.
Well, how are you doing?
I'm great. I like to say I'm better than I deserve.
That's right. Well, Melissa, let's dive right in. She's a Pistol, first off, is a great name, right?
Thank you.
Yeah, you did a great job naming that.
Well, thank you.
What is She's a Pistol?
She's a Pistol is a passion of mine. It is a small business that I own, an LLC, that teaches women the importance of firearm safety.
Okay.
And how to properly maintain and shoot a pistol. You know, and many of us have families, so we discuss how guns and children can safely coexist in the same spaces. It's a lot of fun.
Well, you say that nonchalantly. It takes a pretty special person to not only know how to handle a gun properly for themselves, but also to be able to teach someone else how to properly handle a pistol. So what led you to wanting to provide training of that nature?
It started with my mom, to be honest. My mom is a retired Catholic school teacher, and I'm married to a fabulous high school English teacher.
Yes, you are. You can give a shout out to both of them, two of my favorite people.
So, yeah, my mom, Liz Philbrick, and my husband, Clay Rankin. And so I get the gift of good coaching and teaching from them. But about 5 or 6 years ago, my mother expressed an interest in owning a pistol, and my father is a retired federal law enforcement officer. So he went and bought her a pistol and provided her with an hour or two, maybe I think it was an hour, of training with a retired male police officer. And so mom and I started going shooting. I'm also in law enforcement and have enjoyed a long career in that field and been the recipient of some amazing training myself through the years. And have a passion for teaching. I actually am the training coordinator where I work, so I enjoy being able to do that and serve in that capacity. But so mom and I went shooting, and I just started suggesting, hey, try this, do this. And it was easy because it's my mom, you know, to get close to her, hold her hand, adjust or make suggestions, basically, that might help her feel more confident. And she told me right away that I needed to be doing that. Like she said, I'm in a book club with 65-year-old women and older. Most of them own pistols, and none of them have shot them. And immediately I said, Mother, that is frightening to me. Mainly because, I mean, it's a great tool, but it can be used against you if you don't know how to use it, or you could really hurt yourself badly. So my mom made me start the business, basically.
Well,
I'm glad she did.
Absolutely. Great job, Miss Liz. So two things on that. You know, one, the average person walking down the street would not have had access to the training you had.
Right. That's correct.
A private citizen.
That's
right. So you're going to be providing this training to private citizens that normally would not have the ability to get this professionally trained to them.
Right. You know, that's true.
Uncle Bob shows them for about an hour and lets them rip.
Correct.
Right. Two, I know that you train men, because I've been on training. I've got to participate a little bit. But you focus on women.
I do.
Why is that?
Good question. Women, we wear different clothing. We communicate differently. We have children with us at times, young children. We carry purses. Our hands are of a different size. The feedback that I get from my clients is that, my mother said it, you know, when the male retired police officer was teaching her, she found it to be intimidating.
Right.
you know, all of my women who are married, no one has ever said, my husband can't teach me. They say, it's just better that he not. You know, like, I just say, my husband's a football coach. I don't try and teach him X's and O's. We don't need to tell each other how to drive. You know, it's nice to be able to accept that training and understand the importance and the safety of it from someone that, you know, you're not living with every day. And
well, and I say this from a man's point of view, you know, we all think we're a little tougher than we are, right? Mm-hmm. So, but do you think part of focusing on women is the ability to give them that confidence to be able to protect themselves?
Sure.
In a situation like that?
Sure. And I tell them, you know, I have a mission statement. I don't have it sitting here in front of me. It's on the back of my card. But it basically says, you know, my job is to build your confidence and in a safe and fun environment. I mean, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but I'm losing my train of thought here, Josh.
No, you're fine.
Sorry.
Well, here, let's jump into this.
But we're talking about men teaching women and...
Well, that's okay. No, I mean, with the women... You tell me from a woman's point of view, what would be one of the more scary things that could happen in your life other
right.
than getting assaulted
right.
when you're alone
right.
or maybe when you're with the kids.
Right.
And let's be honest, you know, women without your background and your training may or may not know what to do.
Right. That's true. That's true. And we do feather in a lot of situational awareness and other things in the class. Where I was before when I kind of lost my train of thought was, you know, what can a woman provide for a woman in a firearm safety instruction class that maybe a man won't? Well, we start every class of mine with prayer. So I have held the hands of women who are shaking. I have held the pistol of a woman who is just confident that she wants to pull the trigger but cannot do it without my help. I have hugged women while I pulled the trigger and they're standing next to me just so they can feel what it feels like without actually performing that task themselves. So I've had women that have gotten emotional in my class, and that's okay. You know, I'm inspired and humbled by them being there and wanting to step out of their comfort zone and be committed to trying something new. I think a woman instructor versus a male instructor, I won't say more tender, because when push comes to shove, you know, I'll count down and they're going to shoot the gun.
I wouldn't want to mess with you.
but at the same time, I've held hands. I've listened to, you know, women who have had scary situations, experiences. You know, everyone fills out an assessment and they tell me whether they've had, you know, been the victim of a violent offense or come near that. And we talk about those things. Like, it's not therapy, but it's a very open, honest, confidence-building, supportive, fun environment.
Well, there's a baseline empathy that you'd be able to provide that would
Thank
be a little
you.
Different.
Thanks.
So, well, let's talk about the actual training.
Okay.
So let's just walk through a couple minutes. How does the actual training go down? Someone shows up. What are they getting into?
So I teach three different types of classes and offer a women's-only shooting club also. I like to say it's kind of like a book club, but we don't read books. The first class that I offer is an empty pistol orientation. It's about 90 minutes. There's no ammo, so the intimidation factor should be zero. You know, there's introducing you to a pistol or your pistol or my pistol, just an empty pistol, how it works, what it does, the types of pistols, how to properly grip them, how to hold on to them if someone's trying to take it from you, things like that. That's 90 minutes. By and large, my most popular course is a 3-hour safety and live fire course for new clients. So even if you've shot somewhere else before, if you want to take a class that can kind of build on that, I need you to run through that new client first. We get to know each other, and that's a 3-hour class. About the first hour of it is discussion. You're in a class with 6 to 8 women. That's my class size. And we talk about some Alabama state law. We talk about concealed carry permits. We talk about what to do if you're pulled over by law enforcement and have a loaded weapon in your vehicle. A lot of women ask questions about kids and where to keep it in your house. And we talk about all those options. And we run through the gun, you know, how to operate it and everything. Then everyone shoots one-on-one with me. I have an assistant who teaches the class with me. And we encourage lots of questions and lots of clapping. So when someone's doing something right, we're all raising our hands and high-fiving each other. It's a lot of fun. And then the third class that I teach is a Build Your Skills refresher course for women who have been through the new client. They can come back for two-hour sessions, and we can work on all kinds of things, from shooting from a concealed carry position, shooting while moving your feet a little bit, just whatever it is that she wants to work on.
Perfect. Well, and with that training, are there a particular type of pistols or guns are you going to use? Do you have kind of a standard rotation?
I do.
Let's talk about those.
Okay. So basically, you can bring to class what you own or have access to. Or if you don't own anything at all, you can shoot any of my pistols. I have several that I bring to class.
Come on, you got to list them.
Yeah.
I know we got the 9.
Well, yeah, we have several. But everyone starts by shooting my 22.
Yep.
Because I like to say it's a little ping ping and not the big bam bam.
Right.
And it's women who haven't shot before, I say, oh, it's just a little step up from a BB gun. You know, it'll build your confidence and you'll be able to work on your fundamentals, your grip, your sights, your sight alignment, sight picture, things like that. So everyone starts by shooting the 22.
Yeah, I think for a lot of folks that have never, I grew up around guns.
Right.
When you've never held it, it's surprising how heavy it is.
Right.
And definitely when you've never fired one, you don't get appreciation for the violence of it.
Correct.
By watching it on TV.
That's right.
You know, so I think you do a great job, especially with all the training ahead of time. Not only are you giving the foundation for what they're about to do, but you're kind of letting their adrenaline level out a little.
Correct.
Bit.
Correct. Right? And I like to say my sister is the one who teaches the class with me, Katie Sparks. And, you know, we're taking everybody's temperature at that time. You know, yep. I mean, we're going to be handling live weapons. And so, you know, that hour to 90 minutes is time that we're spending face to face. Before that, people have submitted paperwork, you know, to take the class. So I've gone through all of that. But it's good to sort of get to know one another, too, before we start.
Well, the targets you're shooting at, you know, mm-hmm. can I, not that I would do this, but could I bring a picture of anybody that I wanted to pretend shoot at?
Is
that
Josh, you're so funny. Yes, you can bring a picture. You know, I work with women
right
who
now.
Are divorced and have protection orders against people. No, Jess, but yeah, we've shot at zombies. We've shot at, you know, all kinds of fun things. You know, there are certain parts of the silhouette that some women choose to aim for, I'll say. But yeah, it's a lot of fun. We have a good time. And, you know, these women meet each other for the first time here and they're like, hey, I want to come back and shoot with her again. That was fun. You know, it's sort of just a fun little outing, I guess.
Oh, 100%. Well, we're going to do a quick break for station identification. For those of you joining us here on WABF 1480 AM, this is Focus on the 5, Conversations with Baldwin County, Alabama Entrepreneurs and Business Leaders. I'm your host, Josh Knoll, and I'm joined today by Melissa Rankin of She's a Pistol. All right, Melissa, let's talk about you. So where are you from?
We moved around a little bit. My dad was in federal law enforcement, but the South, by and large. I've been here since 1989, which is a real long time.
That's a real long time.
Yeah. Graduated from McGill-Tulin, went off to Auburn, War Eagle. Worked a couple years in Atlanta after college and came running right back home.
Well, I can cheat a little bit. I know family is really important to you, but you know, tell us a little bit about your family involvement. You talked about your mom, Miss Liz. You said your sister, Katie,
yep.
is now helping you in the business?
She is. She
yeah.
is.
How
yeah.
long has she been doing that?
She's been doing that for a year with me now. You know, I've been doing this, I don't know, 5 or 6 years now. And initially, I started out just one-on-one. Like when I worked with your wife, Josh, it mm-hmm. was just her and I, right?
Yes.
And that was my comfort zone because I'm super neurotic when it comes to safety. And, you know, Katie's friends, my sister's friends or other friends of mine would say, you know, well, can't we do it in a group? And I would say, no. And my sister would joke and say, you know, this is not a sip and shoot, you know, like the little paint party or something. That's not what this is.
There's no Chardonnay.
There's none of that. But about a year ago, I received some press, I guess, and
yeah, I want to jump in.
Okay.
WKRG reached out to you.
They did. Devin Walsh called me. And said that she wanted to do a nice segment on what I was doing. She thought it was interesting and important, and she wanted to just video me teaching. And so I said, okay. So I called these ladies that I knew, and I said, would you mind? And they said, no, that's fine. She can come, and we'll do what we do, and you do what you do. And I said, okay. And it ended up being about a six-hour day together. Devin wanted to shoot. Like, she was all in. She became one of the students, and it was a lot of fun. We had fun.
Well, and that... Your business was already humming along pretty well before that.
Right. Well, I work full time.
What do you do in your spare time?
I work full time. I have two pretty active kiddos and an amazing husband who stays very busy too. So I like to say there were two seasons of She's a Pistol. There was like before Devin Walsh and WKRG aired that segment, and then after, because what it did was it really created a lot of interest from people who weren't just friends of friends. And ended up catapulting me into teaching small groups, which has been a very good thing. My sister's come on with me, and who better to have do it with you than your best buddy and someone who grew up in a house like we did with a dad who had a pistol and understands the healthy respect that it takes to be around and to own one. But she also has a very different background than me. So, you know, she's a dental hygienist. She's a single mom. She's not a law enforcement. She has to sometimes have me dial back the tactical,
Does she soften it down a little bit?
She does. And it's great because she's funny and I'm serious. And it's just a good mix. Yeah, it is.
Well, I know not only is there an intimidation factor when it comes to guns, but also there's a cost intimidation factor.
Sure.
You know, guns can, to someone who's not familiar with them, my gosh, how much is it going to cost?
Right.
Where do I get ammo and all that stuff? And I know you don't necessarily deal with that side as much, but your training, pretty affordable.
Correct. Right? I think so.
Yeah. Is it standard pricing across the board for the three different levels?
It is. It is a standard pricing. And I always am available to answer questions about anything, you know, guns, prices, where to buy, what to buy, ammo, what type, where to get it. I've been blessed to develop some relationships with some really good-hearted and honest business owners in the area. So, yes, but did you want me to get into the pricing of my classes? Okay. So that 90-minute empty pistol orientation is basically $25. I mean, this is not my bread and butter. This is just me wanting to make sure that those people who are interested are educated. and I don't travel for that. I basically do it in a place that's very convenient to me. So if I had to travel, I think my website says something like $50 a person. But if we do it at my location, my choice, it's $25. And there's like 12 to 15 women in that class. And then the new client safety and live fire class is a three-hour class. Like I said earlier, it's $150 a person. If you own a gun or have access to one, then you bring that gun and your ammo with you. You bring a water bottle, a bag chair, a ball cap, eye and ear protection, because if you own a gun or you're going to be practicing with one, you need to have your own eye and ear protection. I have plenty to share, but I like for people to go ahead and make that small investment in their safety. And then the refresher classes are 2 hours, build your skills, and they're $100 a piece. Basically, the instruction is $50 an hour. Except for that little empty pistol orientation.
Well, two things on that. Not only do you have new gun shooters, new people to pistols, but I would think that from my experience with guns or sports or anything that involves muscle memory, there's a certain amount of muscle memory and repetitiveness that if you don't practice, you're going to lose.
Right, which became a very real concern of mine early on, because I would see women for the three-hour course and then I wouldn't see them anymore. And I was wondering, well, I think she owned a gun or she went and bought a gun and I hope she's practicing. And so I would start asking everything that She's a Pistol is like, sure, I'll do that, or oh, okay. And so women would come to me and say, you know, I went to the range to practice, but there was a guy standing over there and I didn't know him or what his training was, and it was very intimidating and I didn't want to shoot next to somebody I didn't know. So I said, well, would you be inclined to practice if you were practicing with other women who had been through my class? And by and large, everyone.
Absolutely.
Yes, absolutely. How do we do that? So that's how the Sticks Chicks is what we call ourselves.
What is it?
Got started.
The Stick Chicks?
Sticks Chicks. So Sticks River Shooting Center and is in Robertsdale. It's, I like to say, the exit where all the big fireworks are, okay, and the fireworks exit. One exit past Bucky's. And so, yes, they've been very good to me and give me my own space, my own range, kind of away from everybody else. And we, together with the owners there, we developed what we call the Sticks Chicks, which are women who want to get together once a month. I'm there. I'm calling the line, as they say, you know, the shooting line, mm-hmm, to make sure everyone is being safe. And it's not instruction, it's not a class, it's just an opportunity for you to come and practice and build, like you said, your muscle memory. We have refreshments and we encourage fellowship, and people are looking forward to seeing each other each month. But by and large, it's there, you're there just to practice.
Well, and also I would think, so not all guns are created equal. You
right.
You mentioned earlier that you started right out with the 22.
Right.
The pew-pew.
Pew-pew.
Right. So I would imagine, do you see with your trainees that they progress up the line a little bit at times with the gun that they're comfortable with?
Yes, or they check out of that gun and they go, oh, that's not the gun for me. I think I need that. And I appreciate you letting me shoot yours, Melissa, because I like that better for these reasons.
Yes.
And so, you know, I like to say, if you don't own a gun, don't buy one to come to class. You should come and shoot mine. I mean, it's, you know, it is quite an investment from a money perspective, like you said. And so, you know, why wouldn't you take it for a test drive
100%.
First? So.
Well, what's the future of She's a Pistol?
Oh, my gosh, I have so many ideas.
Well, let's hear a couple of them.
Well, okay. Last May, I put on a free event called Girls Night Out, Learn the Law. And I didn't know what I was going to get, but, you know, I just want people to understand, like, if you own a gun, now you've taken a class, you understand how to use it, well, what are the laws? Like, what if, you know, someone comes into my house? What if I'm at a bar and I have mine? Can I take it to a bar? You know, I'm a real estate agent. Can I shoot someone that comes into an open house if it's not my house? I mean, all the good questions. So I reached out to Chief Eddie Burrow over at Mobile County Sheriff's Office, and he and I sat on a stage at Moe's Barbecue in downtown Mobile, and, like, I don't know, 50 women came. Like, in 3 or 4 days, all these women signed up and ordered food, and it was a free event, and that was a big deal to me. I really was excited that someone of the authority that I don't have can answer those really important questions. So we'll do that again. We've actually been in talks with the police chief here in Fairhope to do it on this side of the bay, because I have clients over here that don't want to drive to Mobile, understandably.
Right.
So my niece just went off to Auburn this past year.
All right.
Okay, she's my heart, but she was like my first child because I didn't have children until later, right? And it made me think about things. You know, you're sending off this beautiful child.
Right.
She's going through sorority rush. You know, there's all these parties, and I'm crazy worrier anyway.
Right.
So I want to do something for high school senior girls and their moms. I know what it's called. I've got the people that want to help me with it. And again, it's not a moneymaker. It's just, you know, let's talk about self-defense. Let's talk about how to not take a drink from something that you didn't purchase for yourself.
Right.
Let's, the buddy system, you know. So that's She's a Pistol, because these college girls can be a pistol without going up to school carrying guns.
100%.
You know? So
love it.
Some more education type things.
That's great. Well, how do people find She's a Pistol?
Well, I like to teach, but I don't love to manage a website. But we have a website. It's at shesapistol.net. I'm working with the people at godaddy.com, which is, sounds crazy because I'm not that person, but to kind of keep it up to date and fresh.
Well, your Facebook page is pretty robust.
The Facebook page is nice. That's been easy for me to do. I'm in the process of hiring a social media person to handle that, because women have asked me about Instagram. I don't have Instagram. I don't, you know. So
it would blow
I have
up.
Somebody that's about to start call it. I think he calls it pushing content. I don't know. So yes, Facebook page is She's a Pistol LLC. You can find it at www.facebook.com/BEAPistol, BEAPISTOL.
How about a phone number?
My phone number is 251-459-4142. Texting is great because I do work full-time and manage a couple of kiddos, so I'm happy to get back to you when I'm not at work. You know, lunch hour, evenings, that kind of thing. I teach every other Saturday, so I'm usually at the ranch on those days.
And that number, in case you missed it, was 251-45. I didn't bring my glasses.
459-4142.
I've gone blind since you saw me
last.
Yeah,
no, you're good. You're good, Josh.
All right, so for setting an appointment, what's the best way?
So, yeah, people will text me or email me. When I receive their interest, I will email them back with the information that they seek, some paperwork that they'll need to complete. And when they submit that paperwork to me and the payment for their class, then I send them a confirmation email saying, you're in, this date and time. And then on the Wednesday before class, I send everyone in the class a reminder about what to bring and that the weather looks good and all of those good fun things, too.
All right, as we wrap up the show, we got any upcoming promotions or gift certificates with the holidays right around the corner? What do we got?
Yeah, last year
this would be a great gift.
So the gift certificates sell nicely because a husband or a boyfriend or a dad of a daughter think it's a great gift. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a great gift. But, yes, so Christmas gift certificates are available now. I sell the $150 gift certificate for the three-hour class. It comes printed nice on a cardstock in a red envelope ready for you to give to your special person. And also sell the gift certificate for the shooting club. So that's an annual, well, it's a punch card, basically 12 practice sessions that are good over 2 years. So you have 2 years to use 12 sessions at your leisure. You got to skip a month, no problem. Those are $25 a session or $300. The card is $300. So the gift certificate is $300, and it comes with a punch card that your recipient can use at her leisure.
Very good. Well, anything, any last comments before we wrap it up?
Just a thank you to WABF for having me and to you for your constant support. I appreciate you, Josh, and all that you do. And for taking care of my mom and sister in other ways too, I think through financial things. So
your mom and your family means a lot to me.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Well, if you're a regular listener of the show, then you know that we also film our conversation and release it on YouTube, Facebook, and on my website. So if you're watching this video and would like to reach out to either Melissa or myself, just feel free to send us a message on those platforms. Lastly, if you're a Baldwin County area entrepreneur or business person and you'd like to have a conversation like this one, reach out to us. You'll find my contact info at the end of the show. Plus, you can reach out to Lori DeBose at WABF 1480. In closing, I want to thank my guest, Melissa Rankin of She's a Pistol, and for kicking off, I guess what we call this season two. Lori, what are we going to call this?
Yeah.
We're kicking off season two of Focus of the Five. Nobody I'd rather have getting it going again. And as well to all of you out there that are listening, this has been Josh Knoll, Gulf Coast Financial Advisors, and this has been Focus on the Five. Have a great day. All right.
Yay!
Thank you for listening to Focus on the Five. If you are interested in learning more about Josh Knoll and Gulf Coast Financial Advisors, you can find us at gulfcoastfa.com, call 251-327-2124, email josh.knoll@gulfcoastfa.com, or message us on Facebook. Focus on the Five is produced by Josh Knoll of Gulf Coast Financial Advisors. Advisory services offered through Investment Advisors, a division of Pro Equities, Inc., a registered investment advisor. Securities offered through Pro Equities, Inc., a registered broker-dealer and member of FINRA and SIPC. Gulf Coast Financial Advisors is independent of Pro Equities, Inc. Information presented is for educational purposes only and is not an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any securities. Focus on the Five offers commentary and generalized research, not personalized investment advice. Show content is for informational purposes only and does not constitute a complete description of our investment services or performance. All investments involve risk and unless otherwise stated are not guaranteed. Be sure to consult a tax professional before implementing any investment strategy.